Keep it gay.
I'm not going with you.
Why, no?
You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
The girl that I married.
How can you explain that, sir? None of these men seem. We haven't any history of them being homosexual.
Hey, wait a minute.
Men.
Yay, love. With your heart I will play, love.
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Hundreds of queer UK couples are no longer living in sin. A Cherokee Nation lesbian marriage is adjudicated. And a homeopathic healer reminds us that life can be
stranger than straight.
All that and more this week now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Josie Katojo.
And I'm Rick Watts.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the 3 weeks ending January 7th, 2006. Same-gender couples began formalizing their relationships on December 19th under the United Kingdom's new Civil Partnership Act, which grants registered couples all the rights and obligations of marriage. A gay male couple where one partner was gravely ill was allowed to hold their ceremony before the new law officially took effect, but Gray Ann Close and Shannon Sickles were the first to tie the knot under the regular registration guidelines. As fundamentalist Christians and queer rights supporters yelled at each other outside, Close and Sickles were civilly united at City Hall in Belfast, Northern Ireland. The ceremonies began in Scotland the next day and in England and Wales the day after. Sir Elton John and longtime partner David Furnish were among the first to hold their ceremony on December 21st in the Royal Town Hall of Windsor, where Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles were married. A star-studded reception followed the ceremony. Celebrants reportedly included Rod Stewart, Sharon Stone, Liz Hurley, Sting, Hugh Grant, and Victoria Beckham. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton offered his congratulations via satellite. Nearly 700 other UK same-gender couples formalized their relationships during the last 10 days of 2005.
The United Kingdom's new Civil Partnership Act has inspired Australian GLBT activists to demand that their government create a national civil union scheme for lesbian, gay, and unmarried hetero couples. Certification is important, said Australian Coalition for Equality spokesperson Kelly Pilgrim-Byrne, in areas as diverse as child custody, death benefits, passport applications, or during a medical emergency. However, Prime Minister John Howard quickly objected. I think marriage is for men and women, he said. That's the common understanding of marriage in the Judeo-Christian tradition, and I would be opposed to the recognition of civil unions.
According to gay journalist Rex Wachner, same-gender couples currently enjoy marriage equality in Belgium, Canada, the Netherlands, Spain, and the United States state of Massachusetts. South Africa's highest court last month legalized same-gender marriage but gave legislators 1 year to make the necessary legal adjustments. Partnership or civil union laws that grant registered same-gender couples some, most, or all the rights and obligations of marriage are now in force in Andorra, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greenland, Iceland, Luxembourg, New Zealand, Norway, Slovenia, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, the Australian state of Tasmania, the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, and the U.S. states of California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, New Jersey, and Vermont.
The top court of the Cherokee Nation this week refused to strike down the marriage of a lesbian couple in what is seen as a landmark case in American Indian country. Cherokee tribal members Kathy Reynolds and Don McKinley married in May 2004 on Cherokee land in Oklahoma, a state that bans same-gender marriage. Because tribal law at the time did not explicitly exclude same-gender marriages, a tribal clerk gave them a wedding certificate. But tribal council members sued to have the marriage overturned, saying it would damage the reputation of the Cherokee Nation. The tribal council also amended the Cherokee marriage law to make it hetero-specific. The Judicial Appeals Tribunal of the Cherokee Nation, the tribe's highest court, rejected the request for an injunction against the marriage. Members of the tribal council, like private Cherokee citizens, must demonstrate a specific, particularized harm, the court ruled. In the present case, the council members failed to demonstrate the requisite harm. A lawyer for the tribal council said the tribe would no longer fight the marriage. But he noted that the U.S. federal government might have to recognize the marriage because of the sovereign status of Indian tribes, which could, in theory at least, make them eligible for federal tax benefits now denied to same-gender couples. But an attorney who represented Reynolds and McKinley called the federal obligation to recognize sovereign tribal marriage a very complicated area of the law.
As the new year began in the rest of the United States, Maine's anti-discrimination law took effect, banning bias based on sexual orientation in housing, employment, and public services. 55% of the state's voters in November rejected a ballot initiative sponsored by the Christian Civic League of Maine to repeal the measure. The new law gives the state Human Rights Commission the power to investigate complaints of discrimination against gays and lesbians.
A similar law also went into effect in Illinois, with additional protections for transgenders. Activists there had been lobbying for the measure's passage for more than 30 years. Rick Garcia of the queer advocacy group Equality Illinois celebrated the law finally becoming a reality, but wondered aloud, what in the hell took so long?
The Indianapolis, Indiana City Council in late December narrowly passed legislation banning discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity in the workplace and in housing. Business leaders there said they supported the protections in order to attract top talent to the city.
Also in late December, a state appeals court rejected a second attempt by a right-wing religious group to revoke domestic partner benefits in the beleaguered city of New Orleans, still recovering from the devastating physical and financial effects of August's Hurricane Katrina. The Court of Appeal for the Fourth Circuit of Louisiana upheld a 2004 lower court ruling that validated the legality of the city's domestic partnership registry and health benefits for the partners of city employees. This ruling is not only good for our clients, but good for the city of New Orleans, said Brian Chase, lead attorney for Lambda Legal, the gay advocacy group that worked on the case. It helps the city remain competitive in attracting and keeping gay and lesbian employees during these difficult times.
Activists in Taiwan are tired of waiting for the partnership rights their government promised them almost 5 years ago, so they've taken another tack. According to a late December report from Deutsche Presse Agentur, they plan to set up a country for lesbians and gay men called the Rainbow Republic. We refuse to accept the jurisdiction of the Taiwan government and will found our own country and government to protect our rights, Chan Ming-Chu, Director General of the Taiwan Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Association, told reporters. The Rainbow Republic will have a parliament, a foreign ministry, and court to register gay marriages. The Republic will issue identity cards to Taiwan homosexuals and work toward promoting gay rights in Taiwan, said Chan. And the new country's logo? A rainbow flag, of course.
But authorities shut down the first Beijing Gay and Lesbian Culture Festival as it opened in mid-December, saying organizers had failed to secure permission to hold the events. The festival initially was scheduled for an arts complex in the Dashanzi area of Beijing. But the Public Security Bureau banned the event at that site, citing alleged safety standards violations. The organizing committee, some of whose members reported police surveillance, then moved the festival to the private on-off bar, which police raided as the festival kicked off. The officers reportedly ripped down signs and decorations, videotaped attendees, and closed the bar for a week. According to one of the organizers, the attitude towards homosexuality in China is to keep one eye open and another closed on the issue. You can do something related to the topic if the eye is closed to give you an acquiescent pass, and of course the same is true vice versa. The festival was to feature 3 days of exhibitions, seminars, plays, and movies. Organizers vowed to stage a second event this year.
A wall painting in an ancient Egyptian tomb showing an intimate embrace between two male manicurists to the pharaoh could be the first recorded depiction of an openly gay couple. That theory has emerged from an international conference at the University of Wales, which debated the significance of the unusual tomb. Archaeologists, who say it is extremely rare to find two men of equal status buried together, have been puzzled by the two men's relationship since the 4,000-year-old tomb was uncovered in 1964 on the west bank of the Nile. The couple is repeatedly depicted together, sometimes holding hands, sometimes with their arms around each other. In two instances, they're shown with their noses touching, the most intimate embrace permitted in Egyptian art of the time and seen as a form of kissing. The suggestion that the two men, called Nian Khanum and Khnum Hotep, may have won social acceptance for their relationship raises the prospect that the tomb, restored by German archaeologists in the late 1970s and opened to the public in the 1990s, will become a gay honeymoon destination. However, it will have to literally be an underground destination because Egypt outlaws homosexual activity, and authorities notoriously targeted gay men for arrest there last year.
And finally, queer couples who plan to honeymoon at the Hotel Presidente Intercontinental in the Mexican beach resort of Los Cabos may want to think twice about staying there. Gerardo Iliud and Samir Habdu told police that security guards beat them up and threw them into the street with their luggage after spotting them kissing in the hotel pool in December. But when leftist deputies demanded an investigation into the incident in Congress this week, they were angrily shouted down by legislators from other parties who argued that the subject was unfit for discussion in the chamber. The couple has filed a criminal complaint against the hotel for assault and for stealing some of their belongings, and said they may file a complaint with Mexico's Human Rights Commission.
These last two stories disprove the lyrics of a popular song made famous in the movie Casablanca. Sometimes a kiss isn't just a kiss.
That's News Wrap for the 3 weeks ending January 7th, 2006. Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap was written this week by Greg Gordon and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles. For This Way Out, I'm Josie Cotoggio.
And I'm Rick Watts.
You're listening to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine brought to you by you. Your charitable donations keep this program on the air. We've produced some special CDs to say thank you to our supporters, featuring queer history, reviews of LGBT music, and behind-the-scenes looks at relevant movies and TV shows. You can also now get CDs of our regular program by subscription, and be sure you never miss a week of This Way Out. For all the details, please visit our website at thiswayout.org. You can also demonstrate your solidarity by taking part in an online benefit auction. Look for the This Way Out area at alternabid.com. Again, to find out more about special CD thank you gifts, subscriptions, and the auction, please do log on to thiswayout.org, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Southern California activist and radio producer David Fradkin delighted in exploring the queer corners of mid-20th century music, movies, and comedy recordings. He shared some of his collection with Los Angeles radio listeners in the early 1980s, and it's long past time to bring his demented discoveries to a global audience. In an obvious homage to a certain radio doctor, David took on the persona of Nurse Pimento, whose bedside manner was
stranger than straight. Hi, I'm Nurse Pimento.
We are Calcumet, filled with college pep. Bring him on, we cry. D-I-D-I-D-I.
I'm a private duty nurse specializing in bringing sunshine and happiness into your living room, dining room, or whatever.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
Cool it, Jiminy.
Just for you, I come bearing strange and wonderful medicines, off-the-wall tongue-in-cheek music and performances with gay references. These medications go down quite easily, and according to the indications on the labels, they are guaranteed to maybe even outrage.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
So just sit back and relax as we enter the world of Stranger Than Straight.
I walk and talk like a queen. Ma'am, that's just what I mean.
There have been suggestive hints all through our cinematic history in regard to homosexuality. Most have been in a comedic sense. In Some Like It Hot, Jack Lemmon's revelation to Joey Brown that they couldn't get married because he was a man brought on a deadpan response, well, nobody's perfect. Other stars have appeared in films and drag. Who can forget Marlena Dietrich in A Top Hat and Tail singing a love song to Lily Marlene? Or Ray Bolger seducing college professors in Charlie's Aunt? Or Stan and Ollie playing each other's wives? Well, as far as Groucho Marx was concerned, He was warned.
How I got started in show business. I saw an ad in the Morning World.
Which doesn't exist anymore. And hardly do I. The ad said boy wanted to sing. I ran all the way from 93rd Street, where I lived then, to 33rd Street, and ran up five flights of stairs. I knocked on the door, and a man came to the door wearing a woman's outfit. Not entirely, just lipstick. And I realized that that was the profession that I wanted to enter.
Keep it fresh, keep it fair, let it bloom every night, give it room, give it air.
Keep your love a lovely dream and never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
In Laurel and Hardy's famous Babes in Toyland, made in 1936, Stan disguises himself as Little Bo Peep in order to marry Silas Barnaby on the condition that if Bo Peep marries him, he will tear up Mother Peep's mortgage. The interesting element in this is not the surprise wedding.
Now you may kiss the bride.
But dealing with the reality of the situation after the fact.
Well, goodbye and good luck.
What do you mean, goodbye? I'm not going with you.
Why, no. You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
I don't want to stay here with him.
Why?
I don't love him. Oh, if he ever sees...
Oh. Isn't it amazing what a person could do with a record collection and a good ear for innuendos? Find a song, a soundtrack, or a comedy album, and you'll be shocked at what you can come up with.
The girl that I marry will have to be soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne.
Any filmography will have on its list a 1943 MGM musical called Girl Crazy. The entry will include the film's famous numbers, I Got Rhythm and Bidin' My Time, sung by Judy Garland. What you probably won't find on the entry is a song sung by Mickey Rooney. Nurse Pimento, of course, would never let such a thing escape his notice.
When I was born, they found a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a barber just to curl my hair. If winter came, the mater carried me to the south. The point is that I had the best of care. Women and head waiters fawned on me. Life was just a bore till it dawned on me that if I'd ever want to be a man amongst men, I'd have to be manhandled now and then. Don't treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek. Kiss and hug and squeeze me till I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby, so keep on treating me wrong.
Or even Carl Reiner interviewing Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man.
I'm always fascinated when you tell us personal things about the great historical figures. One who intrigues me, General Custer.
A fag.
Now, wait a moment. No, just a moment.
Man was a fag.
No, we're talking about General Custer. He was a general.
Hey, I was there, Charlie.
Did you say that the general could be a fag?
He's a fag.
General's a fag?
All generals.
All generals? Now, just a moment. That is, are you trying to prove a psychiatric point?
I'm saying a simple truth. What's so hard
well,
to...
Well, no, you say not all generals. Take your maybe answer. One, maybe, but not all generals.
Name the generals, I'll tell
George
you.
George Washington.
Ah, fag, the biggest.
General Eisenhower.
Ah, fag.
General Cornwallis.
Ah, fag.
General Patton.
A big fag.
Now, just how could you explain that, sir? None of these men seem... We haven't any history of them being homosexual.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold on, pal. I didn't say homosexual. No.
You said
but don't
fag.
Get me in trouble. I don't want to get...
You said these generals were fags.
Yes, Federal Army generals. I didn't mean...
No,
I don't want to take the time on the record to... I've shortened things.
Do you know any homosexuals?
Maybe Custer, but I don't want to go... You know.
There were...
Could have been. He had long hair and he liked nice horses. Who knows?
This section is devoted to our boys. First, a song to all our boys over there.
This is a song entitled The Military Lovers.
Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you? Dum-da-dum-dum. Love me as much as I love you. Yes, sir, I do.
Tommy Smothers singing The Military Lovers.
Now, Martin Mull tells us what it's really like aboard a Navy ship.
Men, 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 men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
'Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below. There's men down in the galley. There's Bush.
And Fife.
And Buzz.
And Biff. And one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat. There's no one here but men. Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end. And none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men. Amen.
And now, dedicated to our boys in politics, an excerpt from the Watergate hearings, courtesy of the National Lampoon.
Now, Mr. Hunt... We have evidence here that you had an intimate relationship with the unsuccessful assassin of Governor George Wallace, Mr. Arthur Bremer.
Look, I don't know how intimate it was. We slept together a couple times.
All right, now, just a minute here.
No big deal.
From the Continental Bat House in New York City, it's Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. For their first number this evening, Paul and the gang give us their rendition of Oscar Levant's latest hit, Gay Love.
The silvery moon finds me alone tonight with only thoughts of you. The little stars are twinkling oh so bright, no wonder I am blue. Like a ray of sun with glaring light, you have brought the love that's burning. The happy spell of you now holds me tight. For you I keep on yearning. Gay love, with your heart I will play, love. Until you come my way, love, I'll be waiting for you. your love is the kind I adore, love. Something worth living for, love. Every word, dear, is true. Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, yay, love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me too?
Feeling better now? I'm so glad. Oh, my, I've forgotten all about the time. My shift is over now, but I'm sure you're in good enough shape to take care of yourself. Remember, drink plenty of liquids and don't forget to take your vitamins. Oh, and we should thank the people who are the active ingredients in our miracle cure, Margaret Fowler and Joan Sprague, for their technical assistance. And the internet ingredients should get equal time, so I'd like to thank David Fradkin for just being me. This is Nurse Pimento. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing my song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
But wait, Nurse Pimento is planning a follow-up visit, just to be sure everyone's still doing okay, bringing the poignant words of Anne Frank.
I remember that once when I slept with a girlfriend, I had a strong desire to kiss her, and that I did do so.
A ditty by Danny Kaye.
Come out, listen on the air. Up there and down there, fairies everywhere.
The très amusant Noel Coward.
You know, everyone's here. Frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say.
And a story in music and words from Bessie Smith and her niece Ruby.
Bessie and all of us went to the party. Some woman had a house there, buffet flat.
There's a lady in our neighborhood who runs a buffet flat.
It's the concluding dose of
Stranger Than Straight.
Next time on This Way Out. Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, Josie Catoccio, Rick Watts, Rex Walkner, and Graham Underhill contributed program material. David Fradkin was Stranger Than Straight, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen online to This Way Out exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. Log on to thiswayout.org to find out how you can help keep us on the air and choose from some very special queer history and culture CDs that you can own as our thanks. To sign up for our weekly email program information messages and or our monthly This Way Out updates, email tworadio@aol.com. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappelle and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. We thank you for listening on WOJX Northampton, Massachusetts, KSOW Cottage Grove, Oregon, 7LTN Launceston, Tasmania, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Everybody stay tuned.